I live on a narrow street, so narrow that often two cars can't pass each other when parked cars create a bottleneck. And so, when I'm sitting on my front porch communing with the world, I often witness beautiful little ballets of courtesy. One driver will stop for another, or will edge over into a clear spot to leave passing room, or will even back up if needed. I have never witnessed any anger, or brusque insistence on right-of-way, or even irritation. This minor inconvenience is always handled nonchalantly, and even, dare I say it, kindly. It's heartwarming. Humans are often so kind to strangers, including strangers behind the wheel of a car. And all of this takes place without any regulation. My little town goes easy on traffic signs, and we don't even have a stoplight of any kind. There are no signs on my street that warn of the narrowness, and no attempt is made to officially organize parking or passing arrangements. We just leave it to our citizens to work it out. Does it all work out despite this lack of regulation, or because of it? There are towns in Germany and the Netherlands that have recently and deliberately removed hundreds of stop signs and traffic signals as part of an experiment called shared space that, simply put, relies on innate human decency for traffic safety. It seems to be working. Drachten, a town of 45,000 in the Netherlands, removed most of its visible traffic regulation in 2007, and in the following years, traffic accidents have been sharply reduced. Other towns in Germany have seen similar results. It's almost as if people are able to regulate themselves without the visible intrusion of state authority. I know that makes me sound like an anarchist or, worse, a libertarian, but I'm not really advocating for no laws or no government, just fewer laws and smaller governments. It's my belief that humans really are inherently decent and perfectly capable of kindness and generosity and decency without regulation. Personally, I think this extends even to serious matters like gambling, drug use, and prostitution. In the absence of laws and regulation, I think humans would find their own way and establish cultural mores and customs that would work better than more formal attempts to control behavior. I'm not naive, at least not especially naive. It's just that my experiences with my fellow beings on this planet have been generally positive and have led me to trust in the kindness of strangers. And besides, we don't have to start with larger matters like gambling, and let's not have the conversation about marijuana legalization just now. We can start with smaller things. Pulling down a few speed limit and stop signs to see what will happen would be a good place to start. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.